Welcome everyone to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. My intention is to be brief tonight. Because tomorrow is Gaur Purnima, so it's a busy day for everyone. So I'd like to see everyone get nice rest. But let us see how far my intentions will be fulfilled. We'll continue where we were speaking this morning. Lord Chaitanya, whose appearance date is tomorrow, according to the great Vedic scriptures, 4,500 years before his appearance, the prophecy of the Lord's advent was written in Srimad Bhagavat, Upanishads, Mahabharat, and other such great scriptures. Lord Chaitanya had just been to Kuliagram, one of the islands of Navadvip. This morning we heard how anyone who came to him with a humble and sincere heart was given forgiveness of all of their trespasses and given the highest perfection of yoga, divine love. Kulia represents the magnitude of compassion of the Supreme Absolute Truth. In every great religion or spiritual system in the world, forgiveness is one of the primary qualities that a sincere spiritual aspirant must cultivate. In the Bible, Jesus was asked, if someone trespasses you, commits offense to you, seven times, according to our scripture, it says they should be forgiven. What do you say? He said, even if someone offends you 70 times seven, you should offend them. You should forgive them. And we find Haridas Thakur, who is the Nam Acharya, a very special position. Because in this age of Kali, the most highly prescribed method of self-realization is the chanting of God's names. Kalero dosta nide rajan asti heka mahan guna kirtanar eva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. People are so spiritually weak, so easily attached to selfish pursuits. And the value system of people becomes so degraded. People are considered great because of the appearance of their bodies, the strength of their bodies, the power of their intellect, the quantity of their wealth or property, their power over others. But real greatness is in one's character, one's love for God, one's compassion to others, one's selfish willingness to serve. So this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there's one special good quality, the Bhagavad Purana tells, that anyone who simply takes the name of God, Krishna, with all sincerity, will attain the highest perfection of liberation. Haridas Thakur is, for all time, the teacher of how to attain this perfection by chanting God's names. And time and again, in the story of his life, the primary quality he exhibits is forgiveness, compassion. During a time when India was very much ruled over by the perverted conception of the caste system, where according to one's birth, one was labeled for life, not in a way to uplift, but rather to push people down. Because of birth, people were given no rights, socially, spiritually. It was a helpless, hopeless situation for such people. But the Varnashram system of the Vedas is just the opposite. It gives a very refined scientific explanation according to one's natural qualities, one's propensities, how one can attain perfection in life by performing their duties, and how every part of the body is precious. The head, the legs, the arms, the belly, and all parts of the body are meant to work together for the whole body. It's not that one part thinks, I'm better than you. Legs, stay down. No, the head needs the legs, and the legs need the head. And every part can attain the ultimate perfection by sincerely taking shelter of the Lord. This is Bhagavad Gita's teaching. Whoever we are, wherever we are, if we take shelter of the Lord, we can attain the greatest perfection in this very lifetime. It gives ultimate, total hope for everyone, young or old, from any race, from any caste, from any sex, from any background. Even if our background is notorious, criminal, sinner, there's still infinite hope if we reform our character and take shelter of the Lord. Because the name of God is so powerful, so pure, that if we chant sincerely, it can cleanse us from all the propensities, not only from the reactions of our past karmas, but from the propensities to do those things again. The power of the name of God is to awaken love within our heart, where we become instruments of that love through our actions, our words, and our thoughts. Because Thakur Haridas was born in what was seen a low birth, he was condemned again and again wherever he went. He was criticized. People tried to destroy his reputation. They tried to destroy his life. They wanted to put him in prison, and eventually they sentenced him to death And they beat him in 22 marketplaces with the intent to kill him. And it was the king that ruled over him with powerful executioners. And all the time, Haridas was happy. He was praying to Krishna, don't hold this against them, that they're beating me, they're spitting on me, they're kicking me, they're smashing me with canes, they're trying to murder me. Don't hold it against them. Give them love of God. Let me just go through this. And he didn't just do this as a show. It wasn't a drama performed at the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. It was real life. This is him. Forgiveness, compassion is paramount among divine qualities. And where does that come from? Janmadyasya yataha. The Brahma Sutra tells in the first aphorism that everything emanates from the Absolute Truth. And whatever compassion, whatever power of forgiveness, whatever power of love, whatever good qualities are in anyone, mamaivam sa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. It's because we're a tiny part of God. The pure soul has all good qualities. It is the nature of life. Wherever there's a living force, wherever there's life, there's the presence of the Atma, the soul. Whether it's in any type of variety of human beings, or in animals, birds, fish, reptiles, insects, plants, trees, wherever there's life, consciousness, growth, that is the symptom of the presence of the soul. And all souls are equal in their pure original essence. Mamaivam sa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Every soul is a part of God. Just like there are infinite sun rays emanating from the sun, and every sun ray is a part of the sun, qualitatively one with the sun, but in small portion. So wherever there is life, the inherent nature of that life force, it's all good, all pure, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So we read about saintly people, holy people, or just good people in this world. Their kindness. Krishna's Karuna Sindhu. He is an unlimited, vast ocean of compassion. And that gives infinite hope. Because whatever bad we've done, whatever immoralities, whatever illusions, whatever ignorance may be covering our soul at this time or in the past, if we take shelter of the Lord, it's nothing. The Lord's name is so powerful. It's infinitely greater than any negative things we've ever done. So in Kuliya, Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this. Thousands of people were coming. People who were really offensive. People who even hated the Lord, Chaitanya. They hated him. They criticized him. They intended to beat him, to punish him with malice intent. They tried to totally destroy the lives of the Lord's beloved devotees. These are the kinds of people that were coming. They were talking about Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of God, who came to help them in the most condescending words. Spreading around town that he was a faker, he was a cheat, he was immoral, he was sinful, he was proud, arrogant, he should be punished, all his devotees should be punished, killed. But when they came to him with sincere hearts, "We're sorry, please give us your mercy," with great happiness, he gave them ecstatic love of God, cleansed them forever of any anartas, any negativity within their hearts. He liberated their souls. So this story is very much a prominent foundation to spirituality. That we ourselves, by our own endeavor, it's very difficult to remove all of the dust and the dirt of lust and envy, anger, arrogance, greed, illusion that covers our hearts. But if we turn to the Lord who has appeared in his name with a sincere heart, all of these things could be cleansed. Cheto darpana marjana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after about a week in Kulia, he continued his journey to Vrindavan. Interesting. His purpose was to go to Vrindavan. These stops were just details. His cleansing, forgiving, purifying very, very bad people and giving them ecstatic love of God by the hundreds and thousands was just a detail. This is Lord Chaitanya. And he carried on toward Vrindavan. On the way, he came to a town called Ramakeli. There were many scholars, Brahmins, pious people who lived there. But it was also the residence of the Mughal king, the Nawab Husain Shah. He was a person who, from his birth and his training, he learned to hate anyone different than himself. And religion, which is meant to create peace, love, equal vision, when it is misrepresented, it's one of the most powerful forces in the world to influence people to be the complete opposite of what it's supposed to do. So Nawab Husain Shah, he was the Mughal king of Bengal. And he viciously, violently hated Hindus. He wreaked fear in their lives. In various places that he went, and it was known by everybody, he destroyed thousands of Hindu temples. He destroyed deities
broke them into pieces, broke them into powder, just to show the superiority of his religion. The power that his God had over other gods. This was his ego. And he outlawed any public demonstration or any public practice of any religion except his own. And he had powerful military to enforce it. So Lord Chaitanya came to Ramakeli, where Nawab Hussain Shah lived. His palace was right there. He was there for about five days. Nobody knew he was there that much except his devotees. But soon, people started hearing that Lord Chaitanya was there. They came to see him. And Lord Chaitanya told them right in the streets, "Let us do kirtan." Soon thousands of people were there.